This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I'm going to love bringing this word. I can feel it already before I've even started. We're looking at the first letter of John. Not the gospel, the first letter of John. It's near the end of the Bible. And we're looking at the third chapter. And we're going to begin at verse 4. I'm not even sure where we're going to end up here, but we're going to begin at verse 4. This is part 19 of Being Like Christ, our season, our series, Being Like Christ. And it says this: everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in him. Anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. But anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. Now, this is so important. So important. Because you see, if we look at what Paul says, all of us fall short, all of us sin, and therefore, if we all sin, as John says here, anyone who continues to live with him will not sin, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. What John is trying to say to you here, this is not condemnation. This is conviction. What John is saying is, I understand that we all sin. Paul says it. He says it in Romans, the third chapter, and verse 23. All of us sin and fall short. But Jesus didn't sin. Jesus never sinned. And we are trying to be like him. We are trying to emulate who Jesus was. And therefore, we have to be sin-free. How can we do that? As I've just said, Paul says we all sin. We all continue to sin. So how can we be sin-free? This is the way I believe we can do it. I believe that we have to keep a short account. You see, what John is saying here, anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. We know that. But anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. What John is saying is, if you haven't turned your attention to Jesus Christ, if you haven't invited Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, if he is not a part of your life and you keep on sinning, then you don't know him. That is quite clear. But you see, those of us who have given our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ know this, that we have to keep a short account of the sin in our life. We have to keep an incredibly short account. Because, beloved, this is the reason. There are two reasons. One of those reasons is this: we want to be more and more like Christ. But another reason is, if I don't keep a short account, if I let things slide, if I continue to sin in this world and I don't ask for forgiveness from my Lord and Savior, then I'm in danger of getting to glory and being judged, and that sin that I have committed has not been forgiven. What happens then? Well, I don't want to find out. Quite frankly, I don't want to find out. And therefore, what I want to do and what I urge you to do is to keep an incredibly short account. That is, when you know you've sinned, just turn to Almighty God and say, Lord, I'm so sorry I did that. That is what is meant by being in Christ Jesus. Anyone who continues to live in him, anyone who continues to live in him will not sin. That is what that means. And therefore, we're keeping a short account. I was really angry at somebody today. Before I began the show, I started to get more and more upset, more and more frustrated by this person. I won't tell you who this person was. And I knew what I felt in my heart. I'm just going to cut this person out of my life. End of story. Then I can't get hurt anymore. Then I can't get upset anymore by this person. But that's not the answer. The answer is forgiveness. And sometimes when someone has hurt you, it's really difficult to forgive with your emotion. In fact, sometimes it's impossible. So what you need to do is you need to forgive with your will. And perhaps every day you need to forgive that person who keeps on hurting you with your will. You have to continually do it day after day, week after week, sometimes month after month. Every day you're saying, with my will, I forgive that person. So that there is forgiveness there. You see, because if the forgiveness isn't there and you're saying to yourself, no, I can't forgive that person. I can't do it. I just can't manage it. It's because you're waiting for the emotion. You're waiting for that gooey, wonderful, sloppy feeling inside where you think, oh, I love you so much that I'm going to forgive you now. I'm able to do it. Well, if you wait and you wait and you wait, how do you know that your world will not end? How do you know you won't find yourself in glory? And the Lord will say, well, because you didn't forgive that person, I wasn't able to forgive you when you came to me and said, Lord, I've sinned. I wasn't able to do that. Matthew, the 6th chapter and verse 14 is very clear. If you forgive, my Father in heaven will forgive you. If you do not forgive, my Father in heaven will not forgive you, says Jesus, right after he's taught us how to pray. This is so important. So to be in Christ is to be sin-free. And the only way we can be in Christ and to be sin-free is to take an incredibly short account of the sin in our lives. And we have to turn to him and say, Lord, I am so sorry for everything I have done. But then comes the rub, if you will. If I haven't forgiven that person who hurt me, then I'm not going to be forgiven. So I'm wasting my time. I am like a clanging cymbal, says Paul in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I'm like a clanging cymbal because I don't have love in my heart. If I don't have love in my heart, how can I forgive? Well, I can forgive through my will, but I do need to have that love in my heart. And that is what we pray for continually, for God's love to pour into our lives. It's so vital, beloved. Anyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. We know that. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in him. You see, Jesus came, beloved, for one reason, actually two reasons, to take away your sin, to take away the sin of the world. And the second reason was to reconnect you with the Heavenly Father, to make that reconnection. Because before Christ, there was no connection. It was only done through the Levites, through the priests, if you will. But Jesus came as a perfect sacrifice so that he could reconcile you to his Heavenly Father, and in turn, his Heavenly Father could become your Heavenly Father. Keep a short account of the sin in your life, beloved. Keep a short account of everything you are doing wrong, and when you know you have sinned, turn to him and say, Lord, forgive me. But also, make so sure that it is no unforgiveness in your life, This is so important. And if you get nothing else out of today's daily devotional, then get this. You need to forgive. Forgiveness is the key, because when you forgive, your Father in heaven is going to forgive you. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. I give you the honor and the glory that is due your holy name. And Lord God Almighty, I say to you, come into my life afresh, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new, and teach me how to forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. And I want you to say amen.